You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. It is midweek, it is Wednesday, and it is the 24th of August. Time, just a minute and a bit after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you all, being well right through till 10 o'clock this morning. A few things relevant to the date, the 24th of August, Flag Day in Liberia is being celebrated today. Of course, it's in the news, Independence Day celebrates the independence of Ukraine from the Soviet Union. This was back in 1991. Sounds like they're going to have to do it all over again. International Strange Music Day today. Well, you're definitely at the right place for that one. National Waffle Day in the United States. Well, going together with music, waffling is something that we would say in the UK is talking a lot. Nostalgia Night in Uruguay, Wilika Rey Mia, and that is being celebrated in Cusco in Peru. And last but not least for this morning, Kobe Bryant Day, a proposed federal holiday in the United States in reference to his two jersey numbers, as well as the day, by the way, then, well, that's after his birthday.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. And help me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky.
Yeah, spring is in this morning. Terry Jackson, Seasons in the Sun. What have we got lined up for you this morning? Got a nice morning lined up. All being well, we're going to be talking movies with Andreas in the 8 o'clock hour, Andreas Clementi. In the last hour, we're going to be joining up with the guests on Zoom this morning. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on, bit of a clue. She is an author, among other many things. So, yeah, we'll keep you up to date on that. Usual bits and pieces. At 6.30, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines. 7, some of the international news headlines. At 7.30, if you are in the world of business, we've got some international business news for you as well. Weather in between those two, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk and having a little natter with Yasmin as well. I don't know about you, I'm worn out already. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Anything else, I just love the name of the band. The song is called Kiss Me. The band is Sixpence, None the Richer. Also just known as Sixpence. And they're an American Christian alternative rock band formed in a place called New Braunfels in Texas. Eventually settled in Nashville in Tennessee. And best known for that song we just played, Kiss Me, Breathe Your Name is another one. And their covers of Don't Dream It's Over and There She Goes. Next one this morning, Sixpence. By the way, Sixpence is an expression, it's six pennies in the UK. Sixpence. It used to be at any rate. And that's quite apt, really, because that's money. And this is Eddie Money. And Think I'm In Love.
Ooh,
And there he goes. Yes, Eddie Money. And Think I'm in Love. And that's, well, it's bringing it down to 14, almost exactly 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So, really, I guess there's no point in hanging on much longer. We might as well get you spruced up on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Pop in the shower. I tell you what, if your name is Gloria, we got a good one in the shower for you this morning. There we go, get the water right. 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. That's it, in the shower this morning with Laura Branigan and Gloria. And right out you get. Come on, chop, chop. Don't hang around. Gloria, by the way, the original song, it was the 1979 love song. It was written and composed in Italian by Umberto Tozzi and Giancarlo Bigazzi. And afterwards translated to English by Jonathan King. And, yep, it was covered. 1982 was when Laura Branigan, they covered that one. And they said, this is what they said at the time, it was their managing director, a guy called Doug Morris, suggested that Laura Branigan work with producer Jack White, who suggested that she record the English version of Tootsie's Gloria Branigan recorded on hearing the Tootsie track. We gave it to the American Kick and rewrote the lyrics, and off she went. Laura Branigan's remake, by the way, it was produced by and co-produced. That was by White and by Greg Mathewson, who had been the arranger of and the keyboardist on Tootsie's original song, while also being the primary keyboard on the Branigan album. Right, what should we do? I know. Should we play funky music? I think we should do, don't you? What do you reckon?
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Funky music with Wild Cherry there, and that's brought us 23 after the hour of 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, boys and girls, just woken up, 24th of August. Some of the music got lined up for you this morning. We're going to be playing Todrick Hall's single, Breath or Breathe, depending on how you pronounce it. We got music from the Lumineers, the Killers, couple this morning from Harry Styles, the world's most wanted man right now. John Legend, George Ezra, Chapel Heart. We've got it all for you this morning. Calvin Harris. So do stick around, all right? Plenty of great music. There's such good, so I tell you, looking around, that right now there is some really, really great music going on. Some great oldies too, like this one from Jim Croce. Bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Red old South Side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
sailor, and he liked his fancy clothes, and he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
Simply The Maze, and it is the Manchester Orchestra, and that is an American indie rock band, and they were formed back in 2004 from Atlanta in Georgia. Time on The Breakfast Show, time to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier. And the time right now is 27.5 minutes, and that is before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We'll look at these stories in a little bit more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. After almost 2 decades now operating in a building on Vera Hispania, the National Public Services Authority, ASEP, is moving to slightly larger premises for which it will pay almost double. This entity, directed by Armando Fuentes, already has the endorsement of the rental and what would be its new offices located in the Carrasquilla area. The amount of the contract is $1,044,351 for a 12-month term, and that's between January and December of next year. The Drug Commission that meets weekly in the Presidency of the Republic evaluates making direct purchases in the international market. This was announced by the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, who explained that the Director of the Social Security Fund, Enrique Lau Cortés, gave a report on the recent purchases made in Colombia. Lau Cortés informed the table of the possibility that in conjunction with organizations such as Comunenal, the Federation of Retirees, Chronic Patients, and some government authorities, we could go directly to acquire medicines from international markets, said Carrizo. The Great National Alliance for Panama, made up of more than 150 associations, made a call on Tuesday, August the 23rd, to recover trust, peace, personal security and respect for private property in the country. However, at a press conference, their spokesman stated that the method that is currently being followed does not represent the majority of the country, referring to the so-called single dialogue table where social groups and representatives of the executive participate in Pen and Nome in the province of Coclay. Instead, in the Great National Alliance for Panama, we propose to effectively integrate all sectors in all regions of the country. It was announced on Tuesday in an activity which was held in the city of Santiago de Veraguas. At this conference, the President of the Federation of Chambers of Commerce of the Republic of Panama, Alicia Jimenez, called for the establishment of a large, inclusive, and participatory national table. The Minister of Public Works has sent to the Comptroller General of the Republic the addendum that will modify the cost and scope of the first section of the failed beach corridor. The project was reformulated in 2020 by the Ministry of Public Works after accounting for some $180 million in compensation costs and relocation of public services that were not included in the original contract awarded in 2018 to the Corredor de las Playas Consortium, made up of the companies FCC Construcción, SA, and CICSA. First designated, by the way, as a 32-kilometer highway, the project was reduced to 6-kilometer viaduct, beginning in the La Espiga sector at the end of the La Chorrera highway to culminate in the Hacienda Los Calderones sector. Currently, feasibility studies are being carried out for the work, a project that would be built under the public-private partnership scheme. For the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, this type of association is attractive to promote local and foreign investment in projects of public interest and thus jobs. The Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, improved on Tuesday its growth forecast for Latin America to 2.7% from the previously estimated 1.8%, despite a very complex scenario of slowdown and inflation, which will deepen in the second half of the year. For Panama, the organization calculated a growth of 7%, the best for the Central American region, where the average will be 4.1%. And by the way, ECLAC projects a growth of 2.6% for South America, with Venezuela in the lead with 10%. As I mentioned, for Central America, the estimate is 4.1%, with Panama having the best numbers of 7%. And to face all this chaos and new slowdown cycle, the ECLAC considers that it is urgent to boost investment. And with investment comes what? Comes jobs. That's what we need to see, really. 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's say a very good morning to Paul over in the UK. He wished us all a very good morning and asked if we could play this one for him. It's an old one. It's by Crispin St. Peters. It comes, in actual fact, from 1966. Pied Piper.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on, babe.
There we go. That is Crispian St. Peter's. And that was released March of 1966. It was written by the duo. They call themselves The Change in Times, consisting of Steve Duboff and Artie Cornfield, who first recorded it in 1965. Their version reached number 87 on the Billboard Hot 100. However, when Crispian St. Peter's, British guy, recorded it, he scored a major hit with the single during the summer of 1966. It went to number 4 in the United States, 5 in the United Kingdom, and in Canada, wow, that got to number 1. Time for some Paul McCartney. Take It Away is what it's called. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 19 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Show. It's better than coffee.
That's it. Britney Spears and Baby One More Time. And it's due out. It's due out on Friday. Yep. Sir Elton John has, he's already given diners in France a preview of Britney Spears' first new music since the conservatorship running her life was lifted last year. Sir Elton has recorded a duet with Britney Spears called Hold Me Closer, which will be released this coming Friday. However, he couldn't resist apparently sharing the track with the patrons of a restaurant in Cannes on Tuesday night. After approaching the restaurant's DJ, he sang along with the track, streaming the reaction to his Instagram page. Wearing a colourful shirt and matching shorts, as he does, Sir Elton, who had a hip surgery last year, remained seated apparently for the performance. By the way, the song Hold Me Closer, apparently it's a mashup of Sir Elton's hits The One and Tiny Dancer, with Spears singing lyrics from both songs over a bouncy club beat. Because he did very well, didn't he, with Sir Elton, with a duet with Dua Lipa. Remember that? Cold Heart. This was the one I said I really liked. Nobody liked it. Well, not, I wouldn't say that's not true, but quite a few of you said, no, prefer the original. Well, it did get to number one, didn't it? Yes, it did. Here's The Killers. This is a new release. It's called Boy. You are keeping an eye on the time. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Night.
I tell you, I heard that for the first time the other day, listening to Virgin Radio over there in London. I heard that. I like that. It's Killers. The Killers. And, boy, I tell you, there is so much great music around out there. In actual fact, there's so much that, well...
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Here.
Calvin Harris, featuring Justin Timberlake, Healthy, and you got Farrell on there, of course. Do like that. That is called Stay With Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a minute away from the top of the hour, from 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time, 1.5 minutes after 7, take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Wednesday that the slowing pace of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine was deliberate and driven by the need to reduce civilian casualties. Speaking at a meeting of defense ministers of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Uzbekistan, Shoigu said everything is being done to avoid casualties among civilians. Of course, this slows down the pace of the offensive, but we're doing this deliberately. Ukraine was reborn when Russia invaded 6 months ago, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday, marking 31 years of his country's independence from Moscow-controlled Soviet Union, with a vow to drive Russian forces out completely. After days of warnings that Moscow could use the anniversary of Ukraine's Independence Day to launch more missile attacks on major cities, the second biggest city, Kharkiv, was under curfew after months of bombardment. Canada has sanctioned 62 individuals and one defense sector entity over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a statement on Tuesday. He sanctioned individuals, including high-ranking Russian government officials, their family members, and senior officials of currently sanctioned defense sector entities, said Trudeau. Cold winters helped Moscow defeat Napoleon and Hitler. President Vladimir Putin is now betting that skyrocketing fuel prices and possible shortages this winter will persuade Europe to strong-arm Ukraine into a truce on Russia's terms. Now that, say two Russian sources familiar with Kremlin thinking, is the only path to peace that Moscow sees, given Kiev says it will not negotiate until Russian leaves, Russia leaves all of Ukraine. The Nicaraguan government took over the facilities of a long-standing newspaper critical of President Daniel Ortega to turn the space into a cultural center, the newspaper said on Tuesday. The paper, La Prensa, one of the oldest in the Western Hemisphere, was occupied by Nicaraguan police forces last year and several of his executives detained. Since then, a team of reporters in exile have kept the site online from abroad. Colombia's government is open to negotiations to strengthen a proposed tax reform bill that is sent to the Andean country's Congress. President Gustavo Petro told business leaders on Tuesday. Earlier this month, Colombia's leftist government proposed a tax reform bill to lawmakers that would raise some 25 trillion pesos, that's around about $5.8 billion, in 2023 in an effort to increase revenue to fund anti-poverty programs. The government of Chilean President Gabriel Boric said on Tuesday that it has revived efforts to pass a bill that would reduce working hours in the country and fulfill a campaign promise. The bill, which aims to reduce the working week from 45 to 40 hours within 5 years, has stalled in Congress since it was introduced in 2017 by then lawmaker and current government spokesperson Camila Vallejo. Boric has given urgency to the bill, a provision in Chile's constitution that forces lawmakers to consider a bill when mandated by the president. President Emmanuel Macron warned the French on Wednesday that there were tough months ahead as the world faces a big shift, but unions rejected his call for sacrifices to be made, saying workers needed higher pay to cope with rising inflation. Addressing the first cabinet meeting since the summer break, Macron, tanned but sounding solemn, said that the world faced the end of an easy abundance of goods and resources, of a certain carefreeness. And lastly, a team from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, will meet Sri Lanka's president on Wednesday for talks to finalise a bailout package, including restructuring debt of about $29 billion, amid the nation's worst financial crisis in more than 7 decades. The second such IMF visit in 3 months comes as the Indian Ocean island scrambles to lock down a staff-level pact with the global lender for a possible $3 billion program to pave its way out of the crisis. And that's it. Some of the things in the international business news for this morning. We'll take a look at the bottom of the hour of some of the international business news. That was the international news. We'll look at business news at the bottom of the hour. And in between the two, we'll look at the weather. But this morning seems to be quite nice again.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. You have surely let you
TLC and No Scrubs at 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And this is, I've got it on the wrong thing. This is the one, and we've already played that one. This is from Todrick Hall.
I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die, and I can't be with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no help. Who knew that they made love like this? You know we don't make no sense, but I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me. Train wreck, running right off the track, but we keep on running back, and I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me. Baby, you're my oxygen, the only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Yeah. that they made love like this. You know it don't make no sense, but I'll never leave, not while I've got breath in me.
That's it. Breath is what it is called, and that's Todrick Hall on the Breakfast Show. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take one more piece of music, and after that, we're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing. I suppose it better be this one.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Well, there we go. That's BJ Thomas, and raindrops keep falling on my head. Well, are they going to be falling on your head today? Let's have a look. Time-wise, we are just after 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, and let's start off with our forecast, starting over there in the province of Cologne, Costa Rica. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation note, that's going to be quite warm at 38 degrees. With 85% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and tonight it's going to be cloudy. It's alright, I'm still here, just needed a glass of water. Talk amongst yourselves. Right, moving on, let's take a look at West Panama. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, 32 degrees Celsius. No change there. That's the maximum temperature with a minimum at 23. It's going to feel just as warm over here in West Panama at 38 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation, and 84% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight is going to be cloudy. Here in the metropolitan area, we've got temperature-wise, it's same. Maximum 32, minimum 23, 38 the thermal sensation, 85% relative humidity. It does say isolated showers during the course of this morning. But looking out the studio window right now, it is rather nice. Sun is shining, so make the most of that. So isolated showers this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers again tonight. Now, let's take a look at the Gulf of Panama, out towards the Perlis Islands. 32 degrees Celsius, same there, 23, the minimum. So we've got maximum 32, minimum 23. Their thermal sensation is going to be that bit higher because their relative humidity is up at 90%. Their thermal sensation is 39 degrees Celsius. A stormy rains during the course of the morning, the afternoon, and some isolated showers tonight. Moving over to maritime conditions for today, let's start with the tide, starting on the Pacific. High tide, the first one, was at 1:58 this morning, just before 2 o'clock. That was 3.81 metres. Low tide, that's going to be in around about 38 minutes' time, I guess. It's going to be at 7:58, and that is going to be 1.4 metres. High tide again, 2:04 in the afternoon, 4.02 metres. And last low tide, that'll be at 8:24 tonight, and that'll be 0.98 of a metre. On the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 6:13 this morning, and that was minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide, 11:55 this morning, just before midday, 0.06 of a metre. Low tide again, 1:14 in the afternoon, 0.06 of a metre, no change there. And the last high tide, 10:21 tonight, and that will be 0.34 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for today. Now, the actual maritime conditions, sea conditions, starting with the Caribbean. This morning, good conditions, very light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the southeast, waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions prevail. Waves, no change there, no change with the wind speed either. 1 foot waves, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast in the afternoon. Good conditions. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. We have good conditions also with light winds, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour this morning coming from a southerly direction. Waves, 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions as well, continuing wind speed. 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southeast in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at 2 feet. So there we go. That's it. Weather this morning, Wednesday, 24th of August. Good morning.
Whispers in the morning of love and sleep are rolling by like thunder now. Hold on to your body and feel the truth you made. Your voice is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake. 'Cause I'm your
I'm your lady.
Celine Dion and The Power of Love. My gosh, she can beat him out, can't she? What an amazing voice. By the way, just to remind you, as you make your way into to work this morning, or wherever it is you're going, the Gourmet Store, the Delicatessen and Specialty Food Store. They're also, don't forget, in Paitea Mall. That's the strip mall right next to the Pacific Centre here in Paitea. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. As you're way on now, go pop in and see. They've got things for your breakfast. They've got empanadas, all those lovely kinds of things. And lunchtime, don't forget, pop in. All right, go and get your grab and go. That's the lunchtimes. And all you got to do is buy it, take it away, and heat it. And there you go. You've grabbed it, and you've got it. They got my store by TML. They're waiting for you. Do pop along. All right. Now, let me see. I'll tell you what. Let's remind you once more, because our friends at Encuentro 24, if you're looking for a new TV, they've got the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama right now. This is on Encuentro 24 with the service Entrega a Domicilio, and you get free delivery. Yep, free delivery, and it's even better, 10% off, only at Encuentro 24. Time on the Breakfast Show is 20... We're just coming up, we're making our way up to 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take another piece of music, and then after that, we will take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. This is the Lumineers. Oh, hey, is what it's called. Sounds like we can all join in with this one, isn't it?
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know.
There they go, the Lumineers, and oh hey, that's a good jolly song. I feel like jolly, don't we? Thank you, off you go. Right, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international business headlines or business news for this morning, look at the markets, etc., etc. And we're going to be starting off with the stock markets. They slid down on Wednesday, and the dollar held firmly to its recent gains as investor sentiment was hurt by poor economic data from around the world and fading hopes for less aggressive pace of central bank interest rate hikes. The Pan-European Stocks Index 600 that touched at a four-week low and was last down 0.2%, while Britain's FTSE lost 0.9%, continuing the softness in Asia shares from earlier in the day. US S&P 500 futures, they shed 0.3%. Wednesday is fairly quiet on the data front, but poor economic activity reports the previous day from the Eurozone, which reported a contraction for a second straight month. The United States and Japan continued to hurt appetite for riskier assets such as stocks. Investors' attention is also turning to the central bankers' Jackson Hole Symposium, which begins on Thursday, with Friday's remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell a particular focus. A possible digital euro currency, which the European Central Bank is studying, could have several benefits, such as facilitating cross-border payments and providing a digital monetary anchor, Finnish ECB policymaker Olli Rehn said on Tuesday. And the investigation phase for the digital euro is expected to be concluded in October of 2023. Rehn said in a speech, this was at the University of California, published on Wednesday. Tesla Inc.'s lawyers on Wednesday will urge a California judge to throw out a lawsuit by the state's civil rights agency accusing the electric car maker of widespread race discrimination at an assembly plant. California Superior Court Judge Evilo Grillo in Oakland will hold a hearing on Tesla's bid to dismiss the lawsuit by the State Department of Civil Rights. Tesla, which is facing a series of other discrimination lawsuits brought by employees, said the case is politically motivated. Honda Motor Company Limited is considering building a separate supply chain that would reduce its dependence on China. The Sankei newspaper reported on Wednesday in what would be a high-profile move by a major Japanese manufacturer. Many big Japanese companies have built extensive production hubs in China, but have recently seen output snarled by COVID-19-related lockdowns. There are also deepening worries about the impact of tensions between the United States and China. Google has breached a European Union court ruling by sending unsolicited advertising emails directly to the inbox of Gmail users. Austrian advocacy group Neub.eu said on Wednesday in a complaint filed with France's data protection watchdog. The Alphabet unit, whose revenues mainly come from online advertising, should ask Gmail users for their prior consent before sending them any direct marketing emails, Neub.eu said, citing a 2021 decision by the Court of Justice of the European Union. That's it. That's some of the things in the international business news for this Wednesday morning. Bringing us time-wise, well, that's bringing us to 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Good morning to you. She says, good morning. Movers arriving at 8.30. Squeezing in some exercise before things get wild at the house. And you asked if we could play Prince. You asked if we could play Prince and the Revolution. And let's go crazy. Why not? Let your hair down, girl.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Doctor, everything will be all right.
another kettle boiling. That's Prince and Let's Go Crazy. And Renee, good luck with the moving. Here's one just for you. That's it. Moving by Macacao. And that is for Renee, who's all packed up and getting ready to go. Wish you all luck with that this morning. I guess they're doing all your packing as well, are they? One thing I used to hate was having to pack. Tell you what, who's man of the moment right now? And that is Mr. Harry Styles. It's unbelievable. This is Rolling Stone. And says how Harry Styles became the world's most wanted man. The global pop icon makes it all look easy, even when it definitely isn't. He opens up about his huge year, his two new films, his fans' relationship with, also his relationship with Oliver Wilde, activism, sexuality, therapy, and much more. He's a busy boy. I heard yesterday that he's on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. But they've made an exception. Normally, when they put somebody on the cover, it's for the particular area that the magazine is published. But for Harry, they have put him on the front all over the world. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Harry Styles, two in a row.
it or break you can. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. Wish I was around, I just wanna make you happier, baby.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry G.
As it was, as it was.
Oh, there we go. You see, there is life after One Direction. My gosh, what a what a star this guy's become. Hottest thing on the planet right now. We started off with Late Night Talking and followed on there As It Was, which has become his hugest song yet, setting streaming records and topping the charts in more than 24 countries, including 10 weeks straight in the United States. Because he's a star with a sort of largely young female fan base, many have refused really to engage with him as so much more than a pretty teen idol. As much more, he's a teen idol, but he's starting to get older, aren't we all? He says, I don't need to lay out decades of music history to show how wrong of a take that is. So anyway, of course he's a brilliant artist. I mean, his music is absolutely excellent.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air, love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings I feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that sound. When the walls were caving in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound.
It was almost love. Called Skin. And that is the Rag and Bone Man. Absolutely brilliant. I heard that for the first time the other day. And I thought that let's get hold of the track. When I first listened to it, and I know that Rag and Bone Man has got a distinctive voice, but he sounded to me a little bit like a singer called Gregory Porter, who's got an absolutely amazing voice, but he's more the jazzy type of music. And I thought, oh, and Gregory Porter's livened himself up a bit. And then I checked, it was the Rag and Bone Man. Absolutely brilliant. It's called Skin, and he's not the only one that's released a track called Skin. So is Joy Crooks.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light, you've got the light. Worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now, it can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at tiendasintemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show, it's better than coffee.
Machine or mannequin?
Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock in the morning until 10, here on 89.3 Call FM. We've got interviews, we've got great music, and the news in English at the top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock. Join me, Jerry D, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 89.3 Call FM.
tell you what, that is a great cover. That's The Power of Love. Of course, that was originally Huey Lewis and the News. And that is a New Orleans blues cover featuring there Sarah Potenza. And she has got one hell of a voice. Talking of which...
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, you hear that sound? That generator sound? Yeah, that's the power of love, baby. That's what you have to have in El Valle. You got to have that generator to power up your life. Because that power went out last night, and it stayed out, oh, for, I don't know, let's see, 10, 12 hours so far. Yeah, having electric makes a world of difference. So having that generator going is helping us keep it going. Well, let's see. It's cold again. Oh, my God. I think I'm having an Arctic frost. I'm having to get out my long pajamas, long sleeves, long pants, slippers and everything. Goodness sakes. Well, yesterday, the cook and I, we did it. We installed an above-the-ground vegetable bed. We're going to start trying to grow our own vegetables, see how well we can do with that. Oh, just that noise is driving me insane. But it is definitely the one thing we want to keep going, that power of love. Oh, baby, do I like it. So the kitty cats are doing okay. Well, oh, there it goes. And then we got some plants. We moved around a bunch of stuff, hauled a bunch of cement blocks around, so I'm a little sore today. And my legs are feeling them. I've carried 10 blocks from the car to the new garden and then installed them. And hey, it's above ground. It's on the patio. It's about 4 by 3. I should be able to get a couple of rows of lettuce and things like that. I got to build a top for it now so that the rain doesn't wash everything away and that the sun doesn't scorch it. But then again, we have the best soil here. It said something about using some this dirt and that dirt when I was reading the directions. And by golly, I figured, you know, the land here in El Valle is just full of rich soil. I'm not going to worry about that. I got my own topsoil. All right, I see the maters look like they're about ready to pick and fall off. Oh, they're 1, 2, 3. 3 of them are red. Goodness sakes. Yep, we got a couple of green ones hanging out. So we'll be picking those later on today, if not tomorrow. All right, you all stay safe. And back to you in the studio.
new sensation that is In Excess. And thanks to Ingrid out there with her generator, generating a lot of mud. Well, it's had a lot of mud because I've had a lot of rain. Anyway, talking about things in excess, somebody...
In excess.
Indulged.
Indulged a little bit.
And yeah, you sounded too.
I do. I'm a professional, so I'm here. But I shouldn't.
I'm a professional too, and I wish you weren't here. I mean, it's.
By the way, big thanks to Christina for lending me this beautiful mug right here.
It is. Well, I know that you are such a Minions fan.
I am not.
What?
I hate the Minions.
They're looking at you.
I know. But I do hate the Minions. Not a fan, but the mug is beautiful.
Well, you've got no idea how much pleasure it gives me watching you drink out of a Minions mug.
Oh, I know. I understand.
It's made my day.
I hope so.
You can go now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, moving on.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Well, I was all right.
You were having a great time.
I was having a great time, and anyway, then you came in.
I came in and I brought you flowers.
Why did you have a rough night last night?
We were saying goodbye to a very close friend of mine.
Who?
Joe Mesquita. You know him. Good
of course I do. I just wondered what happened to the invite.
Oh, it was a closer.
I see. Get together. Oh, I see.
It was a college get together. You weren't in college with us.
I was in prison.
You were in prison? Wow. But yeah, we got together. We had a couple of drinks.
Oh, you did?
The thing is, we ended the night badly. We were leaving the location we were at.
Okay.
And some people in a bar saw us. Hey, guys, we're buying a round of shots. You want to join in? And somebody's like, why not? And we had one. And they were like, you know what? That was fun. Let's have a second one.
Was this in San Francisco area? Right?
No, it was a location. Okay. I'm going to keep it.
Because you've got to be careful. Because
no free ads.
Shots,
no free ads.
Shots, some places mean different things. You know?
No, no, no.
And bang, bang.
No, no, no. Shot is a drink. But anyways, okay. We had a couple of shots to end the night.
Right.
And that was a mistake. I woke up this morning, and when I say I woke up this morning, my wife had to, like, drag me out of the couch. Like, hey, you need to be somewhere this morning.
Yeah. Let's just go back a couple of words. Drag you where?
Out of the couch.
The couch.
Yeah, I slept in the couch. Well... More than that, I passed out on the couch.
I see.
Not small. Mm-hmm. Actual.
I bet she was impressed with you.
She was not. She was carrying the baby.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of things. So she was doing a lot of stuff, and I was the potato sack on the couch. It wasn't pretty. I'm not gonna lie.
I wasn't the sexiest
I've been. But yeah.
I'm not even gonna pass a couch.
But anyways, I'm here though because I'm a professional.
Okay, so, right, which movie shall we review first?
We are talking today about what we talked about last week.
But hang on, that was TV. Last week? We've done last week.
No.
We did that last week.
I understand. I mentioned about the shows, but the show's premiered now. Now we got to talk about the shows.
Oh, okay, so you've seen them.
Of course I have.
Where's my review?
Well, I my computer exploded. Anyways.
I don't think it was the computer.
It was not?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was. Anyways.
So, hang on, how do I do the plot?
Here's the plot. Oh. No. Let me search. I got you, Jerry.
No, it's okay.
No, I got you,
if
bro.
If I'm an afterthought, that's...
No, you. How would you say that? Why would you say that? Again, I am here, ready to work, doing my job. Wait, what you doing with the Minions thing?
Because Paul. Paul is a listener. He's regular. He listens every day, by the way. How often do you listen?
Like me.
When was the last time you listened to The Breakfast Show?
I'm assuming today. Am I not listening to the show?
No, you're listening to Andreas. It's, the reason is because... I got a plot.
Here we go. First plot.
Hang on. I'm
you're going to finish the story about Paul.
Yeah, because this is more interesting.
That's fair.
Paul sent us this from the UK. Good morning, Paul. He's over there in South London. Says the latest movie in the Despicable Me franchise premiered in China on Friday, albeit with a different ending. As local viewers discovered, Minions, the Rise of Gru, follows anti-hero Gru in his teenage days and sets up his evolution into a supervillain later in the series. Warning, there are plot spoilers ahead. It's been out a while. But unlike the original movie, the Chinese version does not end with Gru and his mentor, Wild Knuckles, riding off into the sunset. Instead, Wild Knuckles is jailed while Gru becomes one of the good guys.
Is that true?
I mean, yes. It says posts and screenshots of the film shared on Chinese microblogging site Weibo showed censors had added a series of subtitled still images into the credits sequence. In it, they explain that Wild Knuckles was caught and locked up for 20 years after a failed heist. He also discovers a love of acting and sets up a theatrical troupe. Gru, meanwhile, returned to his family, and being a father to his three girls became his biggest accomplishment. I mean,
talk about
rewriting everything. It's like all the history's getting rewritten. It's like we were talking last week about how they people want them to rewrite The Godfather because it doesn't depict women the right way. These things happen. This is life. Things change. But I mean, come on.
By the way, I need to unlock the phone again.
Oh, I can't keep it?
No, you can, but I need to unlock it, though.
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. It's the greatest phone ever made.
Ah, look, there's a picture of your daughter with...
It is,
with
beautiful.
With a baby. She's very young.
The baby, yeah.
Yep, that's here.
Hence the name.
Is that what you called her?
Yeah, baby.
You're going to change her name when she gets a bit older to teenager.
It's a good call.
So.
Here we go. We're talking She-Hulk. Let's begin with She-Hulk. Another Marvel Studios TV show premiered on Disney Plus on Thursday, right after I did the show on Wednesday, and my expectations were low. That's all I'm going to say. But check out the plot.
This is on an iPhone, so there is a thing that it may not actually be correct. What?
That was a jab at Apple for no reason.
Did you notice?
A little bit.
Okay. Jennifer Walters navigates the complicated life of a single 30-something attorney who also happens to be a green, 6-foot, 7-inch, super-powered Hulk.
There you go.
My expectations would be pretty low as well.
I was low.
Thank you for the phone, by the way.
The trailer was not great.
No?
No. But I watched it because, you know me, I want to give Marvel the benefit of the doubt. They have proven to be great. They have a great track record. So let's watch it. Let's check it out. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was fun as hell. I gotta be honest. She-Hulk. First of all, let's big shout out to Tatiana Maslany, the main actress.
Considering you had a few drinks last night, that came out quite well. Right?
Thank you. I am really...
No slurring as well.
I'm really focusing on not slurring my words, by the way. But anyways, she did a great job. It's a heavy task. Like, everybody has a little bit of superhero overload nowadays. People are not excited.
Have you noticed?
It's warranted, by the way. I think there's a lot of content nowadays about superheroes. So to come in with a brand new character-ish, because everybody knows the Hulk, and this is just the women version of Hulk.
The next one is going to be gay? Or?
No, Jerry, do not go there.
What?
No.
But you have to have... You have to do these.
No. It's fine. Let's edit this part right here.
Okay.
Cut and bring it. So it's Tatiana Maslany.
Because the Chinese will have to super dub
it. They will super dub it. Yeah. Anyways, she came in with a complicated objective, and I think she nailed it. She is charming. She is funny, and she doesn't take the show doesn't take itself too seriously, which I'm super happy about. Past shows that have premiered of Marvel, they have been serious. They're about drama and angst and stuff like that. This show is about this woman that gets these amazing powers, and she's like, I'm going to enjoy it. And she enjoys it, and the show is fun.
How does she get her powers?
She is Bruce Banner. You remember Bruce Banner? A man? Hulk?
I'll take your word for it.
Really, you do not... You've never heard the name Bruce Banner.
They're big and green. I don't know who they are.
Fair enough. Bruce Banner... who is the Hulk,
okay,
is her cousin. And they are going on a road trip, and this is on the show, and they have an accident, a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And when she is pulling Bruce Banner out of the car, Bruce Banner's blood mixes with her. And because of the amount of gamma radiation in Bruce's blood, she gets affected. Simple as that. I'm just saying, that was a clear example.
I mean, it's unfortunate they had a car crash, but if they hadn't, they wouldn't have been able to do the movie.
Fair.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
But anyways, the show begins this way. They explain what happened, but it seems like a show that is a comedy, and I did not see that coming. It seems like it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they answer the question that was on every Marvel fan everywhere. Was Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, a virgin when he died? They answer the question.
Was he a...
virgin.
And you didn't want me to go to the other one? I mean, what's it?
I don't know.
I mean, hang
every
on.
Every Marvel fan...
Who Captain America?
Captain America. He got frozen when he went to war.
Right.
He got frozen in ice for 40 years. And then when he came back, he just was superhero. He didn't meet no ladies. And people were like, did he die a virgin? That's sad.
He did?
Well...
Is that a spoiler?
You want me to answer the question right here on the live radio broadcast?
No, people might not have seen it. So, I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure
I don't want to spoil.
No, I'm sure this is the main element of the movie.
It's not, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
It's okay. Not. I'm just, it's a fun plot point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little thing that lets you know the show
who,
is...
Who is it that came up with thinking about that in the first place?
Kevin Feige, I guess. The producer of Marvel, the godfather of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is behind the puppet master, behind the curtain. I'm saying, but anyways, the show as I mentioned, fun. The show is really fun. They bring back Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. The Hulk makes an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
He, interesting enough, though, I found this out, and you will get a kick out of this. The rights to the Hulk movies, if Marvel produces any Hulk standalone movies,
mm-hmm.
the money goes to Universal. So that's why in the contract it says it. They don't have to give the money to Universal if Hulk appears in somebody else's movie.
Okay.
So if he's a star, they got to pay Universal. If he's not...
Or if he just turns up... Well, he's her cousin, isn't he?
Correct.
Well, they can split it between them. So.
No, all I'm saying is Disney found a loophole not to give Universal a dime, which is amazing.
That's more interesting than a movie.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But anyways, and if anybody out there has some lukewarm feelings about the show, and you're like, I'm a little tuckered out of Marvel, watch this. It's fun. It's a easy, breezy show. It seems like a great time. I'm actually pretty eager to keep watching, I gotta be honest. And I think you would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not a fan of superheroes, but this show seems like it's in your
bag. It's not that I'm not a fan. I mean, I watched them. No problem there. It's just I don't feel a great urge to have a superhero movie.
Agree. That's fine.
But you get the urge. So.
I do get excited.
Yes.
I am.
I noticed.
Yeah, I get excited. I know Jasmine.
I know her
gets
as well.
Excited
She's
as well.
Here most days.
She gets excited.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me double check. Excuse me. Film monitoring department.
Hello.
Do you get excited?
About this movie?
About superhero shows. And stuff.
It depends. I like Hulk.
There you go.
So I will watch this one, yes.
Nailed it.
You're still here?
I'm still here, my friend.
just checking.
For like an hour and a half more.
Thank you, Yasmin. If I need an arbitrator again, I'll phone a friend.
It does sound like she's like in a space shuttle.
So it was worth a watch.
It was worth a watch, 100%. 100%. I really recommend it. Uh-huh.
So, positives and negatives, have you written those down for me? Or?
I did. Did you get the email?
No, or the facts.
Listen, negatives is, it's hard to say, but the negatives of the show is, it's silly. It's both the positive and the negative. Sometimes you want a little bit more dramatic, like, there's a lot of... Marvel's been going on for so long, you can find a million, like, nitpicks, especially in continuity. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's been going on for, what, I think 2008, that is, what, 14 years? It's been going on, Marvel has been going on for 14 years, and mm-hmm. technically it's an all one story, it's all connected. So you can find a million loopholes there and a million nitpicks. And you will find them as well in She-Hulk, of course. So you're like, wait.
Not really.
I don't
remember what the previous film was about anyway.
Super fair.
So, you know, so.
Well, yeah, but me that I do remember and
well,
other
that's
fans
it. I mean, they
do find a little here and there. But I gotta be honest, the show, the effects that looked horrible in the trailer, they looked ranky in the trailer, they are not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to manage to make a woman look 6'7". and green. And they think they pull it off. I'm excited to keep watching the show, and I was not expecting it. I thought this was going to be a big fail for Marvel, and it has not.
Okay, that's good. Well, we're going to take a piece of music. Oh, by the way, I'm going for a photo shoot tomorrow.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Did you get your nails done?
No.
No, you should.
What should?
They focus a lot on nails.
Oh, they do?
On photo shoots, too.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
The guy would just say to me...
You did get a haircut, though, I can see.
No, I haven't had a haircut.
No?
No.
You see, Jasmine's saying yes.
She says, I need a haircut.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you got a little, you're going long.
I thought I'd go back to the 70s.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Where's the 70s. Photo shoot?
It's off here, Brazil, somewhere.
But like a bar? Are you going to a bar?
No, it's a studio. It's just you're professional.
Very professional.
Apparently they're going to make
you look... They're going to powder you up?
Well, hopefully they'll use Photoshop.
Which shirt are you thinking of?
A purple.
A purple shirt?
Yeah, because we're doing the Cool FM colors. So I'm going to have a purple shirt and a yellow tie.
You're going with a tie?
Yeah, because I'm professional.
Are you?
Anyway, when I go for my photo shoot, the guy will just say...
Down.
That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Perfect. Yes, just like that. That's it. Perfect. Thank you very much. You can go now.
Did not enjoy that song.
Jay Gaddis Band.
I'm just saying.
Why didn't you enjoy it? It's a classic.
They said freeze frame a lot. Freeze frame. Yeah.
It's a good one for karaoke.
Yeah, though.
Freeze frame.
The writer of that song really took his time. Anyways.
Yes.
We are back.
And so what else did you...
We got to talk about House of Dragons.
We do?
Were you a Game of Thrones guy?
I watched some of it.
Oh, man, you're tough. You're tough. You're tough. You're a tough room.
I just...
Don't like, have everybody the time in the, but everybody in down. The world saw Game of Thrones. Jasmine, huge Game of Thrones guy.
Hold on. Arbitration department.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Aha, that's one each.
Well, you guys are missing out. It's a good show.
Well, I can still watch it.
What about the viewers? Are the viewers of Game of Thrones people?
We don't have viewers. It's called radio.
No. Listeners?
You really had a tough night.
You had a tough night. Yeah. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but I'm sure the listeners are huge Game of Thrones guys.
Listen, if I asked the listeners, they'd ask me to play more music.
No. They love this banter. I'm assuming.
Right, one each.
Anyway.
Off you go.
House of Dragons. It's a prequel kind of thing. It is 172 years before Game of Thrones starts, okay? Keep that in mind, okay? So it's the genesis of Game of Thrones. I got my mic turned off. That's sad.
It was necessary.
Anyways, House of Dragons is 172 years before Game of Thrones, okay? And it is focusing on the Targaryen family. Targaryen family were known to be the people that had dragons. There you go. I know you like dragons, Jerry. You're a big dragons in the head. Mm-hmm. No?
No.
Not really?
No.
Not a dragon guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Christopher just asked for a piece of music. I don't know if he wants me to play it straight away, but I'll go. But he also said, what is Game of Thrones?
No, he's joking. That is ironic by him. That is sarcasm by Christopher.
He's not normally sarcastic. He's normally very straight to the point.
I know Christopher. He is incredibly sarcastic.
All right, we'll carry on then.
Anyways, House of Dragons. My expectations were low for the show as well.
Again.
Because Game of Thrones was a huge hit. This was probably the biggest show ever. In many, many, many years. And I hate when they try to rehash stuff and try to milk things for, I don't know, for money.
Well, people are inclined to do that. Some people actually work to get money.
Well, these people are just milking a fandom.
Okay.
But let's be honest, the show really works. We started watching the show. It has a Doctor Who. The star of the show is a previous Doctor Who. I know you're a Doctor Who fan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Smith. You remember Matt Smith?
Yeah.
Do you?
Matt Smith, yeah. Did he play Doctor Who?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my God, come on. You're not even trying. Do you really remember Matt Smith? No, you can't.
Did he play Doctor Who?
He did.
Well, then I remember Matt Smith.
Really? Oh, interesting. I was not expecting that.
Just because I remember somebody who was on TV or in the movies, it's not a big deal. Uh-huh.
We got a secret message.
Yeah. It's about you.
It's about me shutting up?
Give him a drink.
Anyways, the show works because it's more focused. Game of Thrones was about a bunch of families fighting for power. This show is about one family fighting for the power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because it plays like a soap opera. It plays like a drama, but much more vicious. There is one scene in particular, okay, in particular in the first episode that is jarring. And it really encompasses what the show is about that need to have an heir, that need to continue power, to continue the power in the family. It was fascinating. The show, honestly, I love the fact that it's so focused on one family and it's not spread out, because one of the issues with Game of Thrones, especially in the latter seasons, was that it was taking forever. This show, I hope, it is much more, I don't want to say faster, because that's not the word I'm looking for. It's much more, I don't know, straight-lined, maybe? Streamlined?
Mm-hmm.
It is, you just go through one family's attention to power. And I'm digging it. I gotta be honest. And obviously they put a lot of money into the show because the effects really, really hold out. The dragons look fantastic. I am excited. A little kickback on the show, mm-hmm. I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the actors, I was like, we could pass on this. Because obviously everybody is comparing them to the original cast. Everybody's comparing them to the original Game of Thrones cast. And I think the original Game of Thrones cast was better. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. So,
no dig to Matt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge Matt Smith guy. You are.
No,
big
not
Doctor
really.
Who, big Doctor
hang
Who
on,
fan.
Hang on. You asked me if I knew who he was. I said yes. Does that make me a fan?
Yes. For you to know somebody, it makes you a fan immediately. You don't know a lot of people. Like, I can start mentioning actors, and you'll be like, I don't know.
Oh, this is...
For example, Tom Hanks. Huge fan. You're a huge fan of Tom Hanks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like you are the Minions.
Yeah, best friend.
No, actually, Tom Hanks is good. It's just, I don't know. It's not somebody I would go to a movie particularly to see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's not like Tom Hanks is the biggest movie star in the last 20 years.
I want to get back to Christopher. I like Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher.
Christopher asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. It comes from the Isley Brothers. It's your thing.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
There we go, that's the Isley Brothers, and it's your thing for Christopher this morning. And what
it's
is
a
it?
Great song. I love that song.
It is a good song.
I love that song.
I love the old soul and the funk. And
I told you Christopher was sarcastic.
Why?
It's a sarcastic song.
Why?
It's about your thing.
It's nearly time to go. What are you going to watch this week?
I'm looking. I'm going to Miami tomorrow.
Oh, why?
Why? Because I'm surprising my dad for his birthday. He's 68.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Gosh.
On Sunday.
Damn.
And I got a call from his wife. He was like, can you come? And I was like, are you crazy? I have a newborn daughter. So what I did is, I spoke to my wife, and we are dividing and conquering. I'm taking the 4-year-old, and she's staying with the baby.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's a cool idea.
But a lot of things you need to travel.
You went to Miami not so long ago, and you did a promo thing or a demo or whatever.
You thought it was because of that? No, no.
No?
That's not happening still.
That's not happening, yeah.
Trust me, I will let you know. You will be the first person I
call. Yeah, I have a feeling that might happen.
It might happen next year. Or it might never happen. You might never get a call from me, but...
Really?
But I'm excited for the birthday thing.
No, that's super.
I miss my dad. I haven't seen my dad in quite a while.
Well, you didn't see him when you went to Miami?
No, he doesn't live in Miami. He lives in Venezuela. He's there right now. But
I see. Yeah. He lives in Venezuela.
Yes, he still does. He's one of the few. What can I say?
Why doesn't he come here and see you then?
We could get into it. Listen, my parents are divorced. They're not best friends.
Okay.
And my mom lives here, so I think he avoids this country.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say that in a very political way. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
I miss my dad. I'm hoping we have a good time. He doesn't know. It's a surprise. So don't tell him, listeners. I know a lot of people here are friends of my dad. But Bella's excited. My daughter is so excited to ride an airplane.
Oh, yeah, super.
Oh, yeah, she loves an airplane.
She's done it before.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, yes, because she went up to lots of places. Yeah. All right. Look, it's only 3 minutes to nine.
Okay, 3 minutes. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
Yeah.
I have been watching because I love I think it was three previous series. They just put the new Glow Up. It's a series.
I don't know what that is.
It's a series. It's one of these sort of like, well, I guess you call them reality, but they have they are makeup artists.
Okay.
And they want to be famous or whatever.
Okay.
And so they have, I can't remember how many they start with, and then it's every week one sort of gets whittled down. But I just really love it. Firstly, all these people are so different. Some weird, some not so weird, but, you know... But the thing is, the artistry, what they actually come up with, what they actually do, because it's not just makeup like makeup.
It's makeup artists. They do creatures and stuff.
And things like, prosthetics and that. But it's based on makeup.
Okay.
You know, making up. And for instance, there was, in actual fact, I mentioned the Rolling Stone magazine earlier on today, because Harry Styles is the first person to be put on worldwide on the cover of their magazine. Normally they put different people in different areas.
Harry Styles is the most expensive concert ticket right now.
He is the thing right now.
I know.
Movies, music. He thought he was going in one direction, and then he changed.
I was going to say, you know who's having a bad day? Every other One Direction fan.
But, no, I mean, Glow Up, I love it. I really enjoy it. I mean, it's eight episodes. I think I've done six already.
Listen, I've known you for about... 10 years now, maybe.
Mm.
And the last thing I would expect was you to be a fan of a makeup show. But I'm happily surprised.
And the other thing, because the way technology's changed, the thing they had to do yesterday was they had to do makeup on some respect. But what they... And then this was through Meta, the Facebook people, with Instagram.
Ugh.
And... but the guy there, what they then do is they take that makeup design and they...
Create an avatar?
They digitize it. And then what they did, you can go on and it can be put on your face digitally.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so that, and then you take pictures of it and you send it to friends. It's really interesting. I mean, some of the people they have, that they have to do work for, like they had to do a, model makeup for a fashion shoot for H&M. I mean, these are real probably, and then there was another one she had to do, makeup for, one of the famous pop DJs of today, a lady, female DJ,
and they had to do her makeup. Guy.
Yeah, me too. but that was it. Oh, look, goody. It's 9 o'clock.
You were finishing your story.
No, I have now.
I'm just saying. I'm intrigued now how the story ends.
It's finished. I'll tell you next week when I've finished.
By the way, this
it.
Week. Dragon Ball premieres in movie theaters. There's nothing in movie theaters.
Ingrid loves Glow.
She does? There you go.
Yeah, see.
But anyways, it's sad for movie theaters. You know what they're showing? They're showing Dragon Ball.
Next week.
Yeah, they're showing Dragon Ball. It makes no sense. There's nothing to watch. I gotta watch more. There's, you know what, where you can watch some good films? Top Gun Maverick. It's in movie theaters. It's in streaming services now.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Paramount Plus. If you haven't seen it in movie theaters, you should go see it.
Bye.
But check out Top Gun Maverick. Best movie in the summer. Here we go. I'm saying.
See you next week.
I can't quit you.
Go away.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m., order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And it is the Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We're on 89.3, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio. Just a couple of things to remind you about. It is coming up for the weekend, and don't forget to pop along to Frank's place. It's coming up, say, Wednesday. Just go along tonight. But the thing is, on Saturdays, remember, Frank's place, it's just like being in Hollywood, really. It's like being in a Hollywood movie. Perfect Italian touch to disconnect you from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place Now. Live music every Saturday. This Saturday at 8 o'clock, they have got the splendid music of Kevin Versilli. And that's going to be on Saturday. So there we are. Kevin Versilli is going to be playing at Frank's Place this coming Saturday. Now, you can make a reservation by giving a call on 394-6998, 394-6998, or you can WhatsApp or call on 6320-1013, 6320-1013. All right, Frank's Place, place to go at the weekend. Now, we're not that far off, are we? From lunchtime? No. And the best thing to do at lunchtime, especially if you're around, by the way, the Paitia area, and you can go to De Gourmet Store. Now, this is in Paitia Mall, which is right next door to the big Pacific Center here in Paitia. And you will find the much sought after grab and goes. Yes, grab and go. And the delicious dishes ready to take away, heat and enjoy. It's as easy as that. Couldn't get much easier, could it? The gourmet store by TML. They're waiting for you. All right. That's from Monday right through till Saturday. And here on the Breakfast Show, you're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. And it's back to the music.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
dream of the things I'll do, with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over.
Two great oldies in a row there. Tony Orlando. Yes, Tony Orlando and Tie a Yellow Ribbon. And followed on Glen Campbell and Rhinestone Cowboy. Time on The Breakfast Show. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 22 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. We were going to have a guest in this segment of this morning's program, Kathleen, but unfortunately she can't make it. Bit of an emergency, so I'm sorry to hear about that, and we'll be looking to reschedule that in the coming weeks or so. Right now, let me see. So we've got plenty of music to get to. Also, Yasmin's coming up with a couple of on this day in music for us as well. So we'll take a look at that. One of my favourite soft songs, ballads. Well, very soft song. It's from Roberta Flack. You must remember this one. Killing me softly with his song.
Drumming my bed, singing my life with his words.
Killing me softly. Oh, beautiful. Roberta Flack.
Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Thank you.
just lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
That's Mr. Bill Withers and Lean On Me, and of course Roberta Flack before that, Killing Me Softly with his song. Time on the Breakfast Show, 28 minutes, that's right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. And don't forget, please, do pop along to the Des Gourmets store. This is the delicatessen and speciality food store, which is in Paitia Mall next to the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. You can pop in there on the way to the office and get some great things for your breakfast, some empanadas, things like that. And they're grab and grows. Grab and go, that is for your lunchtime. It's already prepared. All you've got to do is take it away, heat it, and enjoy it. Des Gourmets store, Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you. So do pop along. And in Quinto Ventiquattro, they're selling cars like there is nobody's business. They're going so fast. Every 6 minutes, someone is buying a car on in Quinto Ventiquattro. You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from here as well, just here in Panama. Do it quickly. As we say, they go fast in Quinto Ventiquattro. You publish it and they buy it. All right, that's it, in Quinto Ventiquattro. Do give them a call. They'll go on there and put your goodies up for sale. There are so many categories as well, by the way, so just go and have a look. There's something there for everyone. And that's in Quinto Ventiquattro. Now it is time to check in back with Yasmin, because we had a little bit of change of plan, didn't we, Yas?
Mm-hmm.
So you scuttled away and found a couple of pieces of this day in music.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So let's talk about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1945, Ken Hensley. English singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist.
Say it quickly, nobody knows.
And producer from rock band Uriah Heep, who had the 1975 UK number 7 album Return to Fantasy. They have sold over 40 million albums worldwide.
That's quite something, isn't it? 40 million.
Exactly.
Not bad, you get a dollar for each one even.
Yes.
Here's Uriah Heep. This is called The Wizard.
He was the wizard of a thousand kings, and I chanced to meet him one night wandering. He told me tales and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. And as he spoke,
Uriah Heep and the Wizard. Hey, what are you going to be doing today, Yaz? You had a quiet day yesterday. You must be doing something today. Full of invites.
No, today is paddle training.
Oh, paddle training.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
And while he's doing that, I'm doing it in another area.
Ah, okay. Well, where do they do that then?
It's in a huge place in... What is the name of that street? It's Fernandez de Córdoba.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
So they have a lot... I mean, it's a huge area. It's all open.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's doing different...
Different things.
Yeah. It's amazing because you're going to be, you know, crazy, like, looking at everybody. Most of them are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing acrobatics and jumping and running and, you know, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a very nice place, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And because you showed me a picture. That's what Ian's doing today. And it's, like, static.
Yes, yeah. They also have that pool.
Yeah.
It's a little pool, but they can... It's very, very good there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a sort of mock-up of a canoe layout. Where mm-hmm. they sit in it. And... they paddle in the pool. So mm-hmm. it gets everybody used to doing rhythm, I guess.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because that's very important. Otherwise, you can all go in different directions.
Yes.
Oh, Craig's, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. What time's that?
It's at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of got a relatively easy day today, I'm happy to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I did my Price Mart. I told you, I went the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Price Mart. Not many people there. That's only good. One person in front of me when I checked out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool. And so tomorrow, though, very busy day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lunch tomorrow with some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I got to go do the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool FM.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night, they've got it's all the DJs, isn't it? Grupo Garada DJs
mm-hmm.
getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go out for dinner, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to eat a lot.
We're going to... Yes, you're good at that. Salon Canton or something, is it?
Exactly, yeah. Salon Canton.
Yeah, so we're going to be all going there. But the thing is, we're not allowed to use our cell phones.
Yeah, that's their campaign. They have a campaign right now.
What am I going to do?
Just eat.
I can't just eat and... I mean, I'm not a big eater. I mean, I'm going to take my... I take my pen and pencil, my sketch pad, and if I take my tablet, that's not a phone, is it?
I don't know if that's gonna work.
That's not a phone. Well, if I take my laptop or oh, okay. Well, that's gonna be an interesting night.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
All right, what's your second piece of music? Yes.
Okay, the second one, he was born in 1951, Michael DeRozier, from American rock band Heart,
mm-hmm.
who scored the 1987 U.S. number one and U.K. number three single alone. Heart has sold over 35 million records worldwide.
Oh, wow, that's another lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these programs? I've got 13 and a half years of program saved, you know. Wouldn't mind just a dollar each.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow.
tell you tonight. For the secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
That's our second Born on This Day. That's Heart and Alone. And, well, that's it then. Yes, you're going off to do your watching and rowing and do your exercise. What type of exercises do you do?
Usually run or... it depends.
Of either...
mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends what I can do.
Yeah, what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Because if it's too busy, yeah.
Yeah, depends. You sit down and have a sandwich. So. all right, well, look, you have a great day.
Thank you, and everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to have, I think, catch up on some paperwork and things today, and I've also got some walls to sand down. And so I won't be idle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be keeping myself busy. Okay. Oh, and then, of course, there's the parrot.
Oh, yes.
You'll look after Lala the parrot.
Oh, where is she?
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Probably got a gag. The one is... You can buy one of these little things like you put on a dog, but it's small for a parrot. You
know? Oh, no.
She's a screamer.
Mm-hmm.
She really is a screamer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably hiding out the back. All right, yes, you have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All being well. Alex will be with us tomorrow. All being well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Jolly good. Back to the music. This is the band Europe. Harry. If you are keeping on a nine of time, we're 14 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
God knows I've tried.
lights go down.
I tell you what, one of the things about this drought that is going on around the world, I mean, it's not just sort of isolated, and I mean, China having a big problem with their drought with the Yangtze River. But some things have been exposed for the first time for a long, long time. And a severe drought has exposed a 113 million year old dinosaur tracks. Now, this is on a riverbed in central Texas. The massive tracks, which belong to a single Acrocanthosaurus, had not been seen since 2000 when they had another dry up as they sat underwater and several layers of sediment. The tracks at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas are some of the best preserved in the world, said the park superintendent Jeff Davis. Almost all of Texas is facing a drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Last week, more than 87% of the state was experiencing one of the three most serious drought categories, severe, extreme, and exceptional. The summer's excessively dry, hot condition caused a river in the central Texas park to dry out almost entirely, revealing the dinosaur tracks. Superintendent Davis told the BBC that the recently exposed tracks are called the Lone Ranger Trackway, belonging to one Acrocanthosaurus who walked that trail for about 100 feet. There are an estimated 140 tracks in total from this one dinosaur, with about 60 visible that are now visible. The Acrocanthosaurus were theropods, a typical tree-toed or three-toed dinosaur. Mr. Davis said, standing at around about 15 feet tall, they would have weighed almost 7 tons. These dinosaurs likely preyed upon the Sauroposeidon, the other species whose tracks were also found in the state park. The Sauroposeidon stood 60 feet tall, with a long neck, and weighed about 44 tons when fully grown. Extreme weather has also led to other surprises. By the way, human remains have been discovered. Yep, and this is in Lake Mead, the largest U.S. reservoir, as water levels declined. And in Europe, receding water levels have revealed hunger stones engraved at the waterline of rivers during previous droughts as a warning to future generations that when the stones are above water, suffering lies ahead. Not all droughts are due to climate change, but excess heat in the atmosphere is drawing more moisture out of the earth and making droughts worse. The world has already warned about the 1.2 degrees centigrade since the industrial era began. It's already warmed by about that much. The temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steps to cut it all off. Absolutely. So there we go. Have to be careful. Time on The Breakfast Show? Well, time to squeeze this in. Before we go, quite appropriately, Crosby, Stills and Nash. Just a song before I go.
Shows
lesson to be learned. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned.
Ah, there we go. That is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I said, what a lovely way to end the show. Just a song before I go. And let me just say quickly, good morning. Valerie, good morning to you. I just saw your recording there, so thank you very much for that. I don't think she liked my singing too much when I was singing on top of Killing Me Softly with his song, but she says I'd love to hear you singing a song on the breakfast show. Unless there is somebody that actually wants to train me to sing a song, I don't think there's much hope of that. Valerie, but I do love the idea. Right, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's been great being with you this morning, Wednesday morning. Tomorrow's Thursday. All being well, Dr. Computer will be with us, and I've also got a special guest coming in the last hour tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about music with them. So that's all in the lineup. We'll give you more information in the morning. Please do stay tuned. Do be with us tomorrow. And also don't forget our friends, our advertisers and sponsors, do go along and support them, all right? That's very kind of you. And if you want to join us, just give us a call on 677-188-22. Thanks go out this morning to Andreas Escamenti, feeling a little bit worse for wear today. And also to, of course, Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, and for This Day Music. We sort of rushed that through as well today as well. So thank you, Yasmin, for all that and all the social media work, etc. And to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for our Everyday Story and Country Folk. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK. Gets a lot of our background information for us on the program. And as always, to the boys and girls, a group of God who keep us up and running, into you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Do stay tuned. Special treat is Gigi. Yes, she's celebrating her 5th year, so do hang around with Gigi. She's going to be with us in just a few minutes when we wrap up. So good morning, Gigi. And also, remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing today, especially if you're in the car and you're moving, do be careful, all right? Because it's important that you're with me tomorrow morning. I want to be talking to you. Don't forget, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.